Good morning, Southwest Florida. It's 11:06 and time for the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show, and we encourage you to call and participate. Our phone number is here, 206-1580, or toll-free at 888-441-1580. The Dr. Triana Show is brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And now, our host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yay! What a great day.
We're all happy it's Friday.
It's Friday. Yay. No. And it's not as humid and you can walk around and it's so
beautiful.
Oh, we're so lucky we live here, aren't we? Aren't we all so lucky? And you know what? I totally agree. Health is wealth. If you have good health, that's the most important thing on earth. It doesn't matter how much money you have if you don't have good health. You know, it's so important. And I was listening to the show before mine, you know, Greg's, and it's really good. And he was talking about maintenance of your car. And I was thinking, do you know that people need to maintain their bodies too? We need to have a maintenance, and everyone should have a family doctor.
Yeah, I'm due for my 100,000 mile oil change.
Oh. Well, you know, people are, patients are so nice, and they say, well, am I going to live? Am I going to live? And when I say, well, look, I'm not God, but I'm here for your 50,000 mile checkup. It's so important. And one of my goals in my practice is to help prevent the big stuff. And what are the big stuff? Well, we know the number one killer of men and women is heart attack and stroke. All right, vascular disease. So if we can prevent that, then we are really doing great. So today we have a great show, and I have a great announcement to say to everyone. If you want to come tomorrow, we're going to be at the Cultural Center. There's going to be a big health fair at the Cultural Center, and there's going to be all kinds of giveaways and different booths. And my office is going to be there with two of my wonderful ladies. One of my ladies couldn't come, but two of my wonderful ladies will be there. And you can come and meet and greet. And if you have a question, I will be there all day. We have some giveaways. We also have some CDs that we're going to give away that are previous programs that we think that are so exceptional that you just might want to hear it more than once in your car or wherever you can play a CD.
And that's very easy to do, too.
Right. And also, we are going to be there talking about what do we offer at the Triana Prevention Center and the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. What services, which we've discussed before, I'm a primary care family physician who also I have my boards in lipids. I'm a lipidologist. I manage men and women for prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. And I also balance men and women's hormones. And with that, I have partnered with BioT, which you've heard me say. It's a company based out of Dallas. One of the doctors who started it is Dr. Dunovitz, and he is amazing. He has done over 50,000 pellet insertions. And he's going to be also on the show, and I'm looking forward to that. So you all can hear it from the horse's mouth. Anyways, I am really excited that we're going to do this health fair, and it's going to be wonderful. So please come down. It's from 9 to 2 at the Cultural Center. Come by and say hello, meet and greet. You know, obviously, I love to talk, you could tell. So if you want to come by and meet us, if you have a question, maybe you were too shy to call on the radio, please do so. You're going to have a great time. There's going to be other providers there and healthcare providers and all kinds of things. I'm really excited about this.
I am too. It's absolutely, I remember the one from last year. It was wonderful.
Wow. Well, I didn't get a chance to go last year, but this year we're going to be there and come by. You can ask me, you know, if you want to learn about what is bioidentical hormones, what should you be doing to maintain your health? Please come in. So we have a lot to talk about. So one of the things I do in order to prepare for the show is I do a lot of reading. I love to read. And I also go to a lot of medical conferences. And when I go to medical conferences, I'm very blessed that I meet these outstanding professors, lecturers, all from all over the country. And that's why I try to bring them on the show, and we're going to be doing that. So one of the speakers I'm going to have on the show, one of the guests, is Dr. Morgenthaler, and I have spoken about him. His last name is spelled Morgenthaler, Abraham Morgenthaler. And he wrote the book, and he's at Harvard Medical School, Testosterone for Life, Recharge Your Vitality, Sex Drive, Muscle Mass, and Overall Health. This book is fantastic. And I'm reading it, and let me just tell you that it's easily understandable for everyone. You don't have to be in the healthcare field or a physician to read this book. So I highly, highly recommend it. So if any of you have any questions about what we're talking about, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Give me a call at 206-1580. So his other book, which is fascinating, I will tell you that I just started it, and it's called The Truth About Men and Sex. So write this down. Men and women should read this book. The Truth About Men and Sex and Its Intimate Secrets from the Doctor's Office. So it is wonderful. It's about the exploration of male sexuality. It should be read by men and women. And some of the questions they bring up is, what feelings do men have about sex? Are men hormonal? Why would a man fake an orgasm? And all these questions are addressed in The Truth About Men and Sex. Dr. Morgenthaler is, again, a leader in his field, and I'm really looking forward to having him as a guest. So these are books that I really would like for you all to read. Now, you can either, I ordered books from Amazon, or you can get books on Kindle, but, you know, I like having the books too. And also, if I have the book, I can show it to my patients and say, this is the book. This is what I recommend. Read about it. You know, we've said this before. It's not my saying. Knowledge really is power. The more you know, the better you can improve your life, your quality of health. So we've got a lot to talk about today. So one of the things I want to talk about, there's a great article that about for women, and it is also important for men, is vitamin D. There was a research study that showed that vitamin D, D as in dog, you know, I love my dogs so much. They're so cute.
Yes, they are.
I have three. I've already talked about this, but I have three little Dachshunds, and they're so cute.
And you should all see the way Dr. Triana's face lights up when she talks about them.
Oh, they're just like, they have little almond eyes, little floppy ears, little wiener dogs, and they're so, so happy. They, you know, you come home and they're happy and they want to be with you. They're so cute. Anyways, I'm an animal lover, as you all know. So if you want to come down tomorrow, maybe I'll show you a picture of one of my Dachshunds at the health fair. So I know I'm hopeless about those little dogs. They're so cute. Anyways, okay, so vitamin D. Well, vitamin D is very important. And they found that women in this research article that was in the North American, it was presented at the North American Menopause Society annual meeting. The study was done in Brazil, and it was to see the effect about vitamin D and its effect on your muscle. So we know that vitamin D is very important. If you are deficient, if you correct the deficiency, it will help with your muscle cells. And in this study, the women who were given vitamin D increased their strength. So that's really important. So how were they? Their hand grip strength and their chair raising tests to determine muscle mass. So all this was very important. So the women who received vitamin D supplements increased their muscle strength by 25.3%. The women who received a placebo, which means it was not vitamin D, they had a reduction in muscle mass of about 6.8%. So one of the things that I recommend when I check people, when a patient is new to me, and we check their hormones, I also check their vitamin D level. That's very important. So the International Osteoporosis Foundation recommends a daily vitamin D dose of at least 800 international units. So if you have problems where you're weak or your muscle mass, you see, is one of the hallmarks of aging. It isn't just about your hormones. The hormones are important. Checking your testosterone level, your estradiol level, but also is important is your vitamin D level. So this is also one of the tests that we do. It's a blood test. We check for your levels to see where you're at. Now, also low vitamin D is associated in many patients who are diabetics or who have metabolic syndrome. So this is one thing we want to make sure that you get checked. So if you have a question about vitamin D, please give us a call. In that vein, we know that many, many patients now are taking supplements. And one of the things I tell my patients, especially if you come for the first time, which every time I tell them to bring all their medicines. Well, it isn't just their medicines. You should bring any supplements that you have. Those supplements, whether they be vitamins, some people take over-the-counter potassium, calcium, vitamins, supplements, omega-3 fish oils. So all these are really important to bring to your first visit and let your doctor know exactly what you're taking. There was an article in the New England Journal of Medicine about that dietary supplements, herbs, vitamins, and minerals account for about 23,000 annual emergency visits. So it's very important that we know what you're taking because what you're taking can interact with your medications. One of the biggest potential problem that was caused by taking too many supplements, such as iron, calcium, and potassium. And some patients, this can cause an allergic reaction. And some supplements that were taken by young people, such as for weight loss, where they have high levels of caffeine, or they have certain supplements that can affect your heart, causing palpitations, tachycardia. There was a supplement called ephedra, which was also people used to take to try to lose weight. And I had patients one time come in and they came in with palpitations, their heart racing, and it was this supplement. Energy drinks were excluded, even though if we've had on the show and we've spoken about energy drinks, how they can have very high levels of caffeine. So we need to address that. Some of the other supplements that you may not know, one of them is called Ma Hung, and that also is a type of, it acts like caffeine, and you can find that in supplements that people take to try to lose weight. So it's very, very important. You need to show your physician. And that's why when my patients come in, I ask them, what supplements are you taking? Are you taking any over-the-counter weight loss supplements or bodybuilding supplements? That's very important that we know because, for example, if you have anxiety and depression, some people take St. John's wort. Well, St. John's wort can interact with other medicines, especially medicines that your doctor may be giving you for anxiety and depression. So please, 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 please remember your family doctor is here. But as I tell my patients, I can only help you by the information I get from you. So if you don't tell me what supplements you take or medications you take, we're handicapped. And we're not able to put it all together. In order to put it all together, I need all the information. When I see a patient, included in that information is their family history, their medicines, their past surgery, their allergies, their lifestyle. Are they a smoker, drink? Do they use drugs? All this information I put together to help better take care of my patients. So knowledge is power, and we know that the more I know about my patients, the better care I can give them. Well, let's take a break right now, and we got more to come.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:24 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, a beautiful Friday here in Southwest Florida. As we return to the show here, the Dr. Triana Show, remember our phone numbers and don't be shy. Call us at 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580 if you have a question or a comment about anything you hear in the program. And now back to our host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning again. You know, we started the program. We spoke about tomorrow from 9 to 2. I just want to remind everybody, we're going to be at the Culture Center at the Feeling Fit Sun Health Fair. So we're going to have a booth, number 71, I believe is our booth number. We're going to be there. If you want to come, meet and greet. If you have a question, if you have a comment about the radio show, are there any topics you want to hear or you have questions about? Please, please, please come and ask me. I love meeting people. I love talking to everyone. You'll find that the ladies from my office are very friendly too. And we are here to help you. So if you want to put, how do you say that? A face with the voice. I talked to this doctor yesterday. And I said, I'd love to have you on the show. He goes, I have a great radio face.
Oh, no. That's my thing, too.
Yeah, I said, I have chubby cheeks. So let me just say that Anyways, so I really would love to see any of my audience and tell me, do you like the show? Do you listen to the show? I go different places and I run into people and they say, oh, I love your show. I said, oh, it's so good. I said, call. Don't be shy. Call. But it's okay. If you don't want to call, it's all right. I love to talk anyways and to give you as much information. So it's very important that we talk about also maintenance, maintaining your health. We do have today the sexual health tip of the week. So don't go away. This is a very good tip. Everyone needs to listen to this. This is important for the sexual health tip that you listen and practice it. Okay. So one of the other things, remember that this is Breast Health Awareness Month. Get your mammogram. We've spoken about the mammogram, how important the mammogram is to screen for breast cancer. We want to promote women getting their mammogram because, again, going back to prevention, early detection is the key. Now, early detection is the key for everything in your health, in any problems with your car, with your home. If you detect a problem early on, it doesn't become such a catastrophe. So one of the things that doing your mammogram will promote early detection. And you may not just need a mammogram. There's other modalities that are used to detect breast cancer. After a screening mammogram, you may need also an ultrasound or an MRI of your breast. But this is very important to check your breast, also to examine your breast, and to have a yearly exam by your physician or your healthcare provider. So remember, this is Breast Health Month. And, you know, if you are concerned about the cost, I know there's a lot of specials that are being promoted out there on in the different hospitals, facilities, in order to get your mammogram. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about today, which is very, very important, is screening for high blood pressure. You know, we've spoken about know your numbers, know what your blood pressure is, know what your cholesterol is, know what your blood sugar is. So it's very important to know and to check your blood pressure. So this was in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and it is guidelines related to blood pressure screening. And they recommend that if you are at average risk, well, what is average risk? Risk is considering your age, your family history, if you're overweight, you should be screened every year, every 3 to 5 years, if you have low risk, between the ages of 18 to 39. Now, I see no reason why not getting your blood pressure check at least once a year, starting at 18. And of course, if you're younger and you have risk factors, if your children do, or if the pediatrician, they will want to check your blood pressure. Now, they do recommend every year over the age of 40, and especially if you're at increased risk. So again, what is a risk factor for vascular disease? We know that blood pressure, diabetes, we know that elevated cholesterol, we know having a waist in women greater than 35 inches, in men greater than 40 inches, puts you at risk for vascular disease. So we all need to know what is our blood pressure. And it's very important that we check our blood pressure, too, in an ambulatory setting. What does that mean? Well, have your blood pressure checked at home. Have your blood pressure also not just in your doctor's office. So this is part of by diagnosing high blood pressure, because there are many, many people out there that have high blood pressure and never get checked. So this is very important to reduce a patient's risk of stroke, heart attack. One of the number one causes of stroke is high blood pressure. So if you know what your blood pressure is and you manage or take care of that, then you're decreasing your risk for a heart attack and stroke. Unfortunately, once you've had a stroke, you're higher risk to have another stroke, and also your chances of ever going back to work are very low after having a stroke. So we all know that we want to have more good years. We want to enjoy our lives and feel good. So check your blood pressure. That's very, very important. I would like to remind everyone that I know there's going to be blood pressure checks at the health fair. And I also recommend, you know, you can check your blood pressure at home. If you have a blood pressure device at home, what I tell my patients is bring it in your next visit. And then we can see if your blood pressure correlates in the doctor's office and if your blood pressure machine is accurate, or even are you using it correctly. It only takes a few minutes. You bring your blood pressure machine in with your visit. We check your blood pressure. You check your blood pressure, and we can see if that correlates. And that way, we will have a way to assess you at home and say, for example, if we know you're not using your machine correctly, then the information you're getting from that machine is inaccurate. We want to be as accurate as possible. I like having patients keep a log. Keep a log of your blood pressure, if you're diabetic, of your blood sugars. I have some patients, they're really, they have it all, you know, put up in their computer, and they have a spreadsheet, the date, the blood pressure, you know, and then they bring me the information. I look at that. You know, that's very helpful. If you are keen to staying healthy, this is one of the ways. Just like people who keep a logbook of their food. If you keep a logbook of your food, then you're more accountable to see what you're eating. You know, I have patients come in and they say, you know, I really don't eat too much. I don't know why I don't lose weight. Well, when they bring in a logbook and we go over what are you eating, what are your portions, then we can diagnose and find out why are these patients not losing any weight. Okay? The numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. So going back to numbers, don't forget to know your numbers. Okay? So blood pressure is a very, very important number. Okay, we're going to take a little break now, and we'll be right back.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:36 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. Once again, our phone number is 206-1580 or toll-free 888-441-1580. Give us a call. And now it's back to your host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And welcome back, everyone. So we have our sexual health tip of the week. This is very interesting. This was an article that was in Fertility and Sterility and Physiology and Behavior. And this was sex at any time may spur your immune system. Isn't that great? And changes that boost fertility. So it was found that having sex at any time, and in fact, having sex, not just when you're fertile, if you want to have children, that it would boost your immune system and it would boost your ability to then become fertile. And I say to you, the more sex you have will also improve your immune system, even if you're not interested in getting pregnant. You know, I've given the talk, Birds and the Bees, and Sex After 50. And most people after 50 are not fertile. In their 60s and 70s are not. So sex should be something that's enjoyable and pleasurable and fun and not a chore as we get older. But I would say, and I've said this, you know how they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away? I think, and I have read in different articles, that an orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. In other words, your health improves, your overall well-being, your feeling of intimacy with your partner improves. So I think that's really something to think about. If anyone has any questions out there, give us a call at 206-1580. We all want to be healthier, stronger, enjoy our lives. We don't want to be debilitated or dependent on others. So there's so many little subtle things we can do. And I say subtle because good things like walking, like having good sex will improve our immune system. Like eating a healthy diet will make a difference. How about quit smoking? You know, many patients, there's still a lot of people out there who are highly addicted to cigarette smoking. These are simple little things that we can work on. Increasing their green vegetables in our diet. Simple little things we can do to improve our health. Going to see your doctor, getting your blood pressure checked. How about getting on the scale? I know a lot of people are saying, I think you said that before, Zane. I don't want to go see the doctor. I don't want to know.
It's not that I don't want to know. It's because I'm afraid of what they're going to find.
You're afraid. Okay. And, you know, we're here to find and to help you lead a healthier life. And, you know, I'm human. I'm fighting the battle, too. Unfortunately, one of my things is I do love to eat. And I even dream about food. When I'm on a diet and really, really strict, I have dreams about food.
Yeah, like the one I had about floating on a huge pizza in the middle of the ocean, you know?
Oh, my God.
And Twinkies are falling from the sky, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I tell my patients, look, there's nobody who loves to eat more than I do. And I know it's hard. I'm trying to work hard to lose weight. I've already lost 40 pounds. Is it easy? No. Am I trying? And do I have my good days and bad days? Yes. Yes, I'm human.
How many pounds did you lose?
40 pounds.
There we go.
Okay. All right. And I know I need to lose more, but I will tell you, I am struggling too. And again, I love to eat. I love good food. I'm not a big junk food eater. I don't eat candy. By the way, now, you know, with Halloween, I saw this article. They said some of the bad foods for Halloween. One of them is candy corn. All these sugary, sugary treats. And, you know, anybody who has issues, a condition that we call metabolic syndrome, we call that impaired glucose tolerance. The insulin doesn't work well. Insulin is the key that opens the door for the cells to take in glucose, sugar, in order to have energy for the cells. So if you have issues with your insulin, then every time you eat something really sweet, like Halloween candy, what happens? Your blood sugar goes way high and your insulin level shoots up and then it drops. And of course, you get hungry. So a lot of times patients who have this condition, they'll say, well, if I eat a dessert within 30 or 40 minutes, I'm hungry again because of this issue with the insulin. The important thing is not to have those huge highs and lows. And I will tell you that once we balance men and women's hormones, I have noticed that many times because of the testosterone, which Dr. Morgenthaler talks about in his book, Testosterone for Life, testosterone changes your body composition. It helps build up your muscle and also helps you to lose your fat. So most men who are started on testosterone will gain weight a little bit, but it's not because of they're gaining fat. It's because they're gaining muscle mass. And we know that your cells, your muscle cells need testosterone. And remember, when I balance men and women's hormones, as I say, we're not trying to make you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger here. We're balancing to your natural level of when you were younger. So, of course, you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. Your libido will go up. Libido, you know, your interest in sex. And I thought it was very interesting that Dr. Morgenthaler talks about in his book that, for example, men who use Viagra, who need that for erectile dysfunction, there's many men that Viagra, Cialis, and those kind of medicines are not helpful. But once the man's hormones are balanced, you have receptors in the penis, in the what's called the corpo carvinosum. That's that part of the penis that fills up with blood. Well, those receptors, those nerve receptors, are sensitive to testosterone. So if your testosterone level is very low or depleted, those nerve cells don't function correctly. So you could just take as much, you could take Viagra and it won't work. Because remember, part of how Viagra works is you have to have stimulation. Stimulation gets those nerve cells going. So if those nerve cells also need testosterone and your testosterone is low, well, then those medicines such as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra won't work as well or may not work at all. So part of the picture for men who have erectile dysfunction is you need to know what your hormone levels are. You need to know your testosterone level. He talks about checking your levels. Also, if you have major fatigue, I love the way he wrote in the book. He goes, when the couch is calling your name, the couch is calling your name, where you don't want to get off the couch, and also where you've lost your, I call it, you lost your zip. You know, if you say, you know, I'm not really interested in sex anymore. I'm very happy in my relationship. And this happens with men or with women. And they're happy, but they're not interested. They don't want to have sex like when they were younger, or they'd rather do something else, or if they're too tired, it doesn't really cross their brain. So again, this sexual interest is also affected by your hormone levels. And I see that once I balance a man and woman's hormones, I see that their interest, their libido improves, that they also are thinking about it more. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about sex. It's a great feeling. It's great. I also have more sensations in my genital area, when my nipples get stimulated, they have more sensation, because all this is also affected by your hormones. And this is important for men and women. If you look at men, and when they have very low testosterone, also they're at greater risk for vascular disease. I've also noted that once I balance men and women, a lot of times I can cut back on their cholesterol medicines, because the hormones will help your insulin to work better. It helps that your cholesterol metabolism, it all gets affected. So also, because men and women, once they get their hormones balanced, they're more interested in losing weight. They have a little more energy. And I'm not talking, again, I never want anyone to think that this is for everyone. You need to be examined. You need to have blood tests. You need to know the doctor, which is what I do. I find out, again, the family history, what medicines you're on. So it isn't just a simple, let's just go get hormones. This is very important, that in order to balance your hormones, we need to know about your lifestyle. There's a high association of diabetics having low testosterone, low hormones in men and women. And we know that diabetes, again, goes back to the biggest hormone, the most important, one of the most important is insulin. Insulin is a hormone, and it's important for your metabolism, for your overall well-being. You can't live without insulin. It's very important. And unfortunately, we have such an epidemic of type 2 diabetes because of not just obesity, but increased inflammation, people who smoke, family history, all this is affected. So if you have a question, give us a call at 206-1580. We've got a lot of things we're talking about today. We're talking about vitamin D. We're talking about your hormones. We're talking about these great books. And again, I want to remind everybody to come by to the health fair. I'm told that the crowds are really good. They expect maybe up to 2,000 people. Now, it's not all at one time, of course, because the health fair at the Culture Center is there from 9 to 2. So you said you were there last year, Zane?
Last year, and I remember just how informative it all was. Of course, you had medical people there, but you also had the people with the natural people, too. And unfortunately, the thing I remember most about it is the food was so good.
Oh, they had food there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I didn't know about
that. They have a great cafeteria there.
Oh, yes. The Cultural Center.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I went there, too, for when I gave a talk to the Kiwanis. They had breakfast at the Cultural Center. You know, I think I've said this before. When I grew up, the Cultural Center was called the PCU. Port Charlotte University. And I actually took classes there in sewing and driver's ed. You know, we had to take driver's ed when we were kids in order to get your driver's license. And they had movies, they had a great movie theater there. They played movies. My grandmother used to take me, and they used to have square dancing. I learned to square dance.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, when you're a kid, you do a lot. I also was in Girl Scouts. So we did a lot of, we did canoeing in the harbor, sailing. I was a Red Cross train, lifesaver, junior lifesaver, senior lifesaver. I think Girl Scouting is fabulous.
And I'll bet you had every patch there was.
I did. I had a lot. I was very, very, very proud to say at that time, the highest level in Girl Scouting was called the First Class Scout. And I worked hard and I got all the badges I needed and I achieved the goal of being a First Class Scout. So do you know that I still have my Girl Scout sash with my badges and everything on it?
That is neat.
Yes. I'm a pack rat. I save things from when I was a little kid. And I have that, even my little Girl Scout hat and my little Girl Scout socks. So now I'm talking about myself, maybe more than everybody wants to know. So, and when I was in the business, Women's in Business Professional Association, I was I won the award and I was the young careerist. So I got to, and one my speech was on what has impacted you the most, you know, in your childhood, one of the, you know, besides your parents. And I said one of what I did as a kid was being in Girl Scouts. Being in Girl Scouts, I think to this day, has helped me to become a doctor. It helped me to do my radio show. I'm not scared to speak to anyone. I enjoy meeting people, and that's why I'm so excited about having all these great guests. You know, we had the week before last, we had Dr. D'Ambrosio from the New Jersey CyberKnife, and that was great. He spoke and telling us all the treatments. It was, you know, really cool what they can do. And I'm looking forward to having Dr. Dunovitz and Dr. Morgenthaler on my show. I'm also going to be going soon to a symposium, a conference on the prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. Dr. Bale and Dr. Amy Donine's conference, which I'm looking forward to. And they always come out with the latest information. They have a practice of prevention.
And authors of the book, Beat the Heart Attack Gene.
Correct. And Dr. Amy Donine has been on the show of Beat the Heart Attack Gene and how to prevent getting a heart attack. So I'm excited. I am constantly trying to beef up my brain and bring the latest to my patients. So I thought that was a great sexual health tip that, yes, sex at any time can spur your immunity. I want to remind everyone that this is Breast Health Month. Please, please, please. I know there's some women out there will say, well, you know, I'm in my 70s. Why do I, should I even get a mammogram? Unfortunately, breast cancer, the risk goes up as you get older. It's very important that early detection is the key. I recommend even my grandmother, she got a mammogram until she was 95. The last year she lived almost to 97. If you value your health, if you value the concept that early detection is the key for your good health, then yes, get your mammogram. I know some women will complain and they'll say, well, you know, it hurts. I don't like to do that. They squeeze my breast. It's temporary. If you really have an issue, last week we talked about maybe taking ibuprofen or Aleve before you get your mammogram so you don't feel so uncomfortable. Remember, don't wear any deodorant As some deodorants have metal specks in them and can affect the quality of the mammogram. Don't put any oils or creams. That's also important when you go get your mammogram. So I think these are simple little tips that we all need to know about. And if you want to know, again, early detection is so important. If you want to know, I think you should incorporate this into your breast health. Last week, we talked about what body part, and it was the breast. We know that the breast is made of lobules, blood vessels, fatty tissue, nerves. It has ducts. It's very important also that we know what our breasts look like so that we can see if there's any changes. Stand in front of a mirror. A good body check, knowing your body is very important. If you stand in front of a mirror, you can see if there's any changes in the skin of the breast. If now your nipples have become inverted, if you have any discharge, any blood or liquid coming from your nipples, all this needs to be addressed and to your physician. We know that the tissue lies above the pectoral muscles, and these specialized tissues or glandular tissue produce milk, that the amount of fat determines the size of the breast. That if you have breast implants, you still need a mammogram. This is very important. We know that around the nipple, the dark area is also called the areola. So part of good health is knowing your anatomy. Check your body, check your skin, know your body parts, not just what body part am I, but know your own body parts. So today we've had a lot of good, important tips about your health. Know your blood pressure. Know that you need to get a mammogram if you're a woman. If you're a man, if you have a breast lump, please get it checked out. We talked about testosterone for men and women. It's very important as this is one of their hormones in their body. We talked about the book, The Truth About Men and Sex, Dr. Morgenthaler's book. Get the book. It's great. It's very interesting. It's not a hard read. So this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, the Dr. Triana Show. Stay healthy and God bless.
CCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award